CAMSAC, a major meeting between the Saskatchewan Health Authority, SHA, and various groups concerned with the future of healthcare in the CAMSAC area forced a one-day postponement of the regular meeting of CAMSAC Town Council to January 28. Council is optimistic that an agreement between the SHA and the Assiniboine Valley Health and Wellness Association, AVHWA, which has managed the medical center, will be a good thing, Mayor Beth Dix said following both meetings. In 2024, a 15-year lease between the SHA and the AVHWA was signed, Dix said, adding that the agreement would mean guaranteed support for the clinic for 15 years. Dix said that during the meeting with the SHA, it was said that of the 5 doctors' positions at the clinic, 4 are currently filled and 2 more positions are proposed. While the CAMSAC Hospital Laboratory is short 3.5 persons and 15 beds are currently available in the hospital for patients, the SHA indicated that the goal would be to have the facility fully staffed and operational 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Regarding the regular meeting of council, Dix said that council met with Megan Holodniak and Devin Hoots of the CAMSAC Resource Center, who provided council with information regarding the center's program, which is currently being administered from an office in the Public Health Office building. The Resource Center is affiliated with SIGN, Society for the Involvement of Good Neighbors, Yorkton, and works with families with children from newborns to age 5 years by providing a number of programs relating to early learning development. Council was told that the Broda Sportsplex is doing well and efforts to reduce costs have been successful, said Barry Havidston, administrator. We've been able to save between $2,000 and $3,000 a month by participating in various buying groups for such items as janitorial supplies and by a reduction in energy and power costs due to paying close attention to when heat is turned off and on. Previously, the heating was turned on 24/7. Whereas now it is turned down or off when not needed, Dix explained. Small things add up, Havidston added. We will be interested to see what the total savings will be this winter as compared to last year. Discussing public works, Havidston said that public works discussions will become major in the next month as council enters its budget considerations. The town is looking for full-time employees in public works and for the office. In addition, application has been made to Employment and Social Development Canada for up to 3 summer student staff to be shared between Public Works and the CAMSAC swimming pool. Havidston told council that administration is prepared for the February audit and basically 2024 went very smoothly. There were no major breakdowns or issues during last year, and although there were some minor issues, overall it was a fairly decent year, he said. The refuse transfer station was completed for a cost of $1.4 million, the bulk of which is being paid by municipal property taxes. A letter from a resident resulted in council discussing fireworks, he said, explaining that the office has had several complaints of persons igniting fireworks within the community, so council has agreed to look into the possibility of enacting a fireworks bylaw. Council's options include an outright prohibition of fireworks, allowing them only in designated areas, allowing or not allowing the sale of fireworks within the community, or the possibility of allowing fireworks only by permit. Before any bylaws are passed, it was agreed to obtain public input and discuss the situation with the fire chief and the RCMP, as well as obtaining information regarding how other communities deal with fireworks. Council's call for proposals to overhaul the town's website resulted in 33 proposals from across Canada and for a cost ranging from $7,500 to $72,000, Havidston said, explaining that the current website is not easily maneuvered and items are not easily uploaded to it. Because the deadline for proposals was only on January 24th, it was agreed to table further action in order to allow administration and council to closely inspect the short-listed group of proposals. In the meantime, council has issued a request for residents to consider providing digitalized copies of photographs, both new and old, which could be used on the new website. Council was hesitant about a proposal made by Tumbleweed Cannabis to allow a retail outlet at the CAMSAC Petro Canada and decided to deny its request, Havidston said. Council agreed to take a tour of the town-owned facilities and properties on February 8.